And today on our program, we are going to take some time and visit with Mike Cilotti, Boone County Planning and Development Health and Sanitation Guru.
Extraordinaire. Yeah, extraordinaire. Good morning, Jim. Mm-hmm.
I didn't call you the legendary, because I saved that for Rosa.
Exactly.
Anyway, but last time we visited with Mike was back in January, beginning of the year.
Yep, and Radon Action Month.
The big team, Radon Action Month. And, of course, now that January's over, you can forget about it.
Yeah, no.
No, you should not.
Yep.
And you still have time.
You can test all year long, actually, in closed house conditions. So still a good time to do it. In fact, sometimes it's more beneficial to test in different seasons because the weather patterns and wind patterns and all that affect the levels of radon. So still good time. We still have test kits available. We keep them in stock. And
Nominal fee.
Nominal fee, $12, exactly what they cost us. And that includes the postage to mail it in and the analyzation of the kit once they get it.
Okay. Remember, it's one of those things where you make, you know, you get the kit, and after that, it's up to the homeowner.
Right.
And again, what they want to do with the information and things like that. If they want to come back and visit with you about the levels that they're seeing, and we know we've got high levels.
We have high levels, in Boone County. Average is roughly twice what the EPA recommends for an action limit. And it's a good thing to know about.
You can take care of it. You still have time to do that. And again, really, like you said, there really isn't a bad time to test, because if you do one in the wintertime, maybe you do one in the summertime. A lot of times houses are closed up with the AC going.
With AC, yep. So it's still okay to test as long as the house is closed up. Yep.
So, again, those are different things that, and we touched on that. And I know you did one presentation, I think, over at
the library.
And had some people show up for that and gave away a couple of test kits.
Yep, we did.
There was a time, folks, when there was a grant.
Back in the days.
And like when you first really came in to planning and development, that was one of the big things is they had grants. We had test kits to give away to people, and most of them were going, I can't see it or smell it. So,
Don't worry about it.
I'm not too worried.
Unfortunately, that's not the case. So, it used to be a day when the state had a radon action grant that they would pass down to the counties to help pay for our programs, to buy test kits, to get advertising, to get the word out there. So even though the grants have changed, radon hasn't changed a bit. So it's still out there, still hazardous, still causes lung cancer, and still something good to check with.
So one of the other things, that, because we had touched on a little bit back at that time, because it was early in January, and we were talking about, okay, people are going to be taking spring break and traveling and encouraging them to get their passports if they hadn't, and some did and some didn't. So what's the passport situation right now? Is it slowed down any, or is it speeding up, staying the same?
Passports have been very busy. In fact, we are on track at Boone County to have the busiest year ever since we've been doing passports and planning and development. And we're doing lots and lots. In fact, our highest day, we had 24 passport applications in one day.
Wow.
And that's without an event or something like that, where we're purposefully doing it. But it is travel season. The time frames for passports have processing now has come back down. So standard processing is 4 to 6 weeks, and expedited processing is only 2 to 3 weeks right now. So they're coming back very fast. Of course, with the administration change at the national level, there is some effect on the passports, so new applications and all that stuff. They're removing now the gender markers and all those things. So we're in kind of a flux with forms, but they're still taking the old ones. So they haven't got us new ones yet. But it is travel season, and it's a good time to get things submitted. And
those that wanted to hit spring break and maybe were going to go out of country for one reason, a cruise or something like that, that's when they would want them.
Right. Spring break is always a busy time. The holidays, you know, people traveling. Now we're seeing summertime, pretty much travel time frames is pretty common. Usually the spring breakers come in about October, November and start their applications. And then now we're dealing with summer travels mostly.
But. Okay. So one thing I know from, I mean, you're going, okay, well, we're getting all these people coming in. So people are going, well, I didn't know we had that many people in Boone County. It is not necessarily, you're one of, I think, one of the few offices I know of, and I'm sure there are others, but you really don't ask for an appointment. They can call and make one if they wish.
Right. We actually don't do appointments. It's just first come, first serve. Walk in, and we will get you taken care of. And it's not just Boone County. We have people from really Fort Dodge, usually, not unusually. Yes. Ames, Story County folks come our way a lot, all the way from Ankeny, Des Moines. We've actually had people even from Kansas come up that were visiting and said, hey, we're going to get our passport here because you guys have hours that we can make it. So
and you're self-contained. I mean, you got everything there. You got the photos, you got the whole thing.
We can do the photos, and in fact we have some new processing equipment this year. We upgraded, and it's even easier and faster to get photos, and really makes it good. We're still having troubles though, Jim, and one of the most important things people don't realize, especially folks that need their passport in a hurry, they go online to these websites. And there are websites out there that offer to expedite your processing and make it easier and faster and all that stuff. And they charge people money just to fill out the form. And it's a scam. It's fraud. It's a scam. You cannot do it any faster than we can right in the office. And people get caught still and come in and say, well, I already paid online.
I already did this. It should all be filled out.
No, you didn't. Yeah, not the government. So there is the actual passport website is travel.state.gov, and you can fill out the forms for free. You should never pay anything online, anything that's asking you for money online, other than travel.state.gov will help you renew. Mm-hmm. Now they have the online renewals.
Okay.
And even at that, you have to upload the picture electronically. We can help people with that. Still do the pictures form and get them, mm-hmm. get it in electronic form. Our computer does that and makes it so it's the proper size and the proper density or whatever it is.
The things that they require.
The parameters. So we can help people with that, but that's the only time that you'd ever pay anything online is the online renewal with travel.state.gov. So
that's the only spot. I know, and you guys have nominal fee to do some of those, the photos and the things like that. It's and then you got your handling part that you have to have. So it's nothing exorbitant.
And the fees for passports are all set by the Department of State. Mm-hmm. The only thing that we have any discretion on is the photo. We do them for $10. It's, I think, the cheapest in town, quite honestly. Yeah. And we have a computerized system that checks the light and the darkness and the shadows and all the parameters. There's 100-something parameters that the computer runs the photo through. So when it comes out and says it's good, we usually are in very good shape.
Unless you're me, then it took a long time to get my picture taken. Keep radio face, stuff like that. So.
Yes.
But so, again, that's the easy way to do it. Now, last year, you had a number of people coming in for passports.
Yeah, we had a very busy year last year, and this year is even topping that at this point. The processing times at the state, have gotten much quicker, mm-hmm. so it doesn't take them long now to get things back. We're hearing from folks that they're coming back even, well within the promised time frames, two to 3 weeks for expedited and 4 to 6 weeks for standard processing, and folks are getting them back. Now, those time frames do not include the time in the mail. That's the only thing people don't realize, mm-hmm. is we have to mail it out. We send it priority mail and it comes back the same way, but that doesn't include the mailing time.
So I keep thinking about this, and again, you don't make like a lot of money on there, but you do make money on it.
Right, and we get money on the photos, and there's a processing fee for new applications.
Okay.
It's $35. It's set by the Department of State. Mm-hmm. We don't have any discretion in that. We help people with their renewals. We will check their applications. We'll give you an envelope to send in the renewal, because renewals are mailed by the applicant. Mm-hmm. And we do not charge for that, just the photo in that case. There's no processing fee for that. Just the new applications that you file in the office and we have to mail, that we get that $35 application fee for. Okay. That.
Mm-hmm. Have that passport. Well, it's if you're flying, really, in particular, flying is one where you need out of country.
Right. Yeah. Yes. And we get a lot of questions about that. You know, the star. You know, the
on your driver's license,
the verified ID is supposed to go into effect. The last we heard in May this year. But even with that, that's for domestic flights. Okay.
Yeah.
So the verified ID for domestic flights is flying inside the country. And if you have a passport and you don't have a star in your license, as long as you have your passport, it's also a verified ID that would take the place of that. So you don't even necessarily have to replace your driver's license for that.
So I just carry them all.
Yeah,
just
bring
in case.
Everything.
Just in case. You never know. You never know what might happen.
Yeah.
Again, that's just the passport business. It is pretty amazing how many people actually come from out of the county.
I think
because they've heard or word has spread that it's much more convenient. Just swing into Boone and you can get it all done.
Walk in, get it done. And I think we did in the neighborhood of about 12 to 1,300 passports last year.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Part of it's a guess because we don't track the renewals. We do probably about 50% of renewals.
Wow.
So
that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, and we're getting with the nice weather already. We're getting into the building season.
I was going to say, the other thing is we do have our planning and development part of it. Recently, I just rezoned some property, Spray Tech. We're going to see some construction going on. Actually, a couple of construction projects out there by the Central Iowa Expo location. But I know people keep asking you, what's happened to Casey's?
Still waiting.
Under review, or DOT doing the traffic?
DOT's doing their thing. Approvals, our processes at the county are all taken care of. We've approved the rezoning. We've approved the construction. There's two approvals that they need from the state. One is DOT approval. It's my understanding the DOT is reviewing their traffic study and hasn't approved it yet. And then the other thing is their wastewater treatment system is also at the state level. It's big enough that it's outside of our jurisdiction, and so the DNR is handling that.
So we've got on the commercial side, let's go with the commercial side, really you're getting more permits in starting to see some of those in that area. And I know part of that has to do location, comprehensive plan, and that, and so we're seeing them build into where the plan area really was looking at.
Yeah. Oh, well, and honestly, I mean, I'm amazed that we're seeing as much building as we are seeing. Even, I mean, I was just down Friday checking a new road, a private road in a subdivision down just outside of Woodward. And so they have something going. I have another project on the board outside of Woodward that we're just looking at a pre-application conference for. For a subdivision of 37, yeah. I think, lots. And several commercial things, folks getting ready for the Daisy project to start, are looking at some housing things. The Board of Adjustment just approved a campground, a long-term campground for construction workers is what they're looking at. We also have several projects on the board, even around 17 and 30, around the Farm Progress site, have two things that are pre-application at this point, discussions on commercial projects. So lots of interest out there.
Last year, I'm guessing probably Landis had most of the big commercial ones.
They were the big time taker there, with that big project. And they're about done here in Boone, and of course still working up in Boxholm there. Yeah.
So still got a lot of those going. But the one thing, and I know you'd been looking at, and again, the supervisors had looked at it, and how we're going to the fire protection, because you're seeing a lot of growth and residential growth between subdivision growth between Boone and Ames. And,
right. Yes. And really that is now becoming our, well, somewhat of a limiting factor for us because these buildings, you know, of course, are somewhat newer to us, getting bigger commercial projects.
Sure.
And we're in the rural area of the county. There isn't firefighting water available right now. So the fire department has to bring their own. And of course, the building codes, kick in, the sprinkler requirements and all those things based on size of the building. While we don't enforce building codes, the state fire code still applies. So they still have to meet those provisions, and that's becoming an issue now. So the supervisors are looking into this. Supervisor Kretzinger has been having some discussions with Ames and with Xenia Rural Water and trying to find ways that we can get access to fire flow water there.
So. Just getting enough flow.
Right.
It is a
it's available. And that's the thing. It's readily available. It's just what you're going to have to pay to get it, and that becomes the issue.
So when we're talking about the large commercial ones, obviously they've got engineers that are involved. They do all of that, and they know about codes and permitting.
Right.
What about some of the rural people that are looking to just build? What do they need? I mean, some of them are wondering, what do I need a permit for?
Yeah, well, and that's the other issue. You know, there's a lot of, can we call it wives' tales out there about, you know, whether you need a permit or don't need a permit? And it's really pretty simple. If you have a structure over 10 by 12, it doesn't matter if it's permanent or it's temporary or it's on skids or anything else. If it's over 10 by 12, it requires a permit. The one caveat is agricultural exempt structures. If you're an exempt farmer, that you don't need a zoning permit because you're exempt from zoning, but there's still a agricultural permit that reviews floodplain and county drain tiles and things like that. So we still have a process for that. So technically, yeah, it's still a permit, but it's something else other than zoning. You're exempt from zoning as an exempt farmer. All the other structures, anything over 120 square feet requires a permit in Boone County.
So, and a lot of that, all of that actually online if they wish.
Yeah, all is online in our electronic permitting system. I think most people are familiar with the Beacon program. We have a link right there on the Beacon that you can pull up your property on Beacon and click on the link and it will take you to the permitting system. And for those folks that don't have a computer or aren't comfortable doing that, we still do them at the counter. You're welcome to come into the office and we can apply right at the counter. There's really two things that we need to know to give you a zoning permit. Number one, what you're going to build, and number two, where you're going to build it on your property. There is some, if you're applicable to zoning, then there is some setbacks, front, side, and rear yard distances from property lines you have to have. So we just need to know that you're going to meet those setbacks, and so with a rough location on where it's going to be built.
So. I wanted to go back to the fire one issue, because we do have a lot of people that have remote locations and are putting in rather nice houses.
Right.
Sometimes not thinking that you got to get a fire truck in there, maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully never, but sometimes you...
Yes, and as a matter of fact, the state fire code does have access requirements, even on single-family dwellings for and private property of getting fire trucks in, and then, you know, also being able to get them back out.
Yeah.
So we are actually tonight at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting reviewing a proposal to add some of that language into zoning so people know about it locally, that it'll be in our regulations. We'll get that up front in the permitting process so they're aware of that. And it won't be a surprise once you get through zoning then. We find a lot of folks want to build their houses further and further from the road. And so there is actual driveway width requirements in the state fire code. And that is enforced by the state, and they will, make sure that it's taken care of.
So it's one, by having it in our code, then it's just something that won't get missed.
Right. Or at least at the first step, you know.
Yeah.
So people will be aware of it. They can make those decisions. It'll be there, and information's available for it. So
we are getting more residential across the county too.
Yes. So. Yes. Yes.
That's okay, though. We like having a permit.
It helps, you know, the tax base and the things provides revenue to keep the tax rates low and as low as can be anyway. So I know the supervisors are always concerned about that. And, but we have to provide services, and So, you know, it's a different world. Now, with the amount of things that are going on, I'm actually quite surprised. We, you know, usually the winter months is just dead for permitting, and we get a chance to do a lot of other things. Our zoning board and Board of Adjustment has been busy all winter reviewing projects and things. So we really didn't have the kind of slowdown that we normally do. And we're already, I'm already issuing permits.
To go ahead. I was going to say, one of the other things, and you mentioned your Planning and Zoning Commission, and one of the things that's been going on is you've been kind of reviewing code, your zoning code.
Right.
And that's part of the work that they are doing, is reviewing, updating, and that's what you said, adding in some of these things. Yeah. So
really, the we did our comprehensive development plan a little over a year ago. It's now a year old. In fact, we're going to start to review those goals. I'm trying to get the commission into that mode to be thinking of what do we need to do to meet our goals that were identified. The other thing is, there's been a big push for about 4 years or so at the state level. The governor issued Executive Order 10 that required all of the state agencies to review all of their applicable provisions of the code, to eliminate duplications, to simplify them, eliminate unneeded regulation. Well, I'm kind of working on that same thing here at the local level. It's not required, but trying to make it simpler, trying to make it easier, trying to make the regulations actually make sense for folks that have to use them. And one of the big issues that we've had for years and years is our sign code. It's conflicting, it's duplicated, it's really needed to be done for several years. Well, that
we'll work on that.
That proposal's going to the Zoning Commission tonight.
Okay. So and they meet over
at the courthouse.
At the courthouse.
Yeah, fourth floor, the Boone County Courthouse, and last Monday of the month. So we're going to start working on those things tonight.
All right. So. Mike Cilotti on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jim.